sounds of African music. Join me, Sheila Sam, every Tuesday morning from 8 to 9:30, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. From soukous to reggae, some juju, some jazz. From North Africa to South Africa and the African diaspora, I got you covered. Enrich your musical knowledge and taste as you savor the sounds coming from the Sahara right across to the Kalahari, right here on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Tune in for the unique sounds of Africa. Start your day right with the beat and the rhythm of Africa.
Yebo, biso na biso, espoir 2000, qui n'avance pas recule.
Il faut avancer, reculer, on n'est pas fatigué, le rêve doit continuer.
Il faut avancer, reculer, on n'est pas fatigué, la vie doit continuer.
Toi qui veux le changement, sache que le progrès c'est pour demain. On va pas ça au marché, on n'est jamais premier par hasard. N'attends pas d'être vieillard, sois plutôt vénard. Par la bouche il faut bouger, et tenir le bambou, élève-toi.
Oubliez les peines, se mettre à rêver, croire en soi-même. Regardez devant le sourire, des gens ne durent qu'un instant. Il est temps de s'unir, voir la vie se reconstruire. Le bonheur est ressurgir, voir un embryon
d'amour.
Ça nous, on doit toujours avancer. Que la foi, la force, personne ne pourra nous l'ôter. Même si parfois les bagnes continuent de sauter.
Pour un électrochoc, rééduquer à bloc, changer l'époque, exporter l'angoc. Qu'il y ait des JRA, tech et qu'on fasse des liasses. Afrique à Las Vegas, faire de nos villes Dallas.
Il y aura touriste, plus coupure de courant. Portable, eau potable, autoroute. Chacun s'assoit et Dieu le pousse.
Sans bouger pour risque comme de vieux tonneaux. Débrouillez-vous, débrouillez-vous. Frères et sœurs, débrouillez-vous. On dit c'est...
Yebo, biso na biso, espoir 2000, qui n'avance pas recule.
Il faut
avancer, reculer. On n'est pas fatigué, le rêve doit continuer.
Faut avancer, on n'est pas fatigué, la vie doit continuer.
Toi qui veux le changement, sache que le progrès c'est pour demain. On va pas ça au marché, on n'est jamais premier par hasard. N'attends pas d'être vieillard, sois plutôt vénard. Par la bouche il faut bouger, et tenir le bambou, élève-toi.
Oubliez les peines, se mettre à rêver, croire en soi-même. Regardez devant le sourire, des gens ne durent qu'un instant. Il est temps de s'unir, voir la vie se reconstruire. Le bonheur est ressurgir, voir un embryon
d'amour.
Ça nous, on doit toujours avancer. Que la foi, la force, personne ne pourra nous l'ôter. Même si parfois les bagnes continuent de sauter.
Pour un électrochoc, rééduquer à bloc, changer l'époque, exporter l'angoc. Qu'il y ait des JRA, tech et qu'on fasse des liasses. Afrique à Las Vegas, faire de nos villes Dallas.
Il y aura touriste, plus coupure de courant. Portable, eau potable, autoroute. Chacun s'assoit et Dieu le pousse.
Faut avancer, faut reculer.
de là sans bouger, pourrissent comme de vieux tonneaux. Débrouillez-vous, débrouillez-vous, frères et sœurs, débrouillez-vous. On dit c'est l'effort qui paye, article 15.
Coup d'électricité, on met tout le monde au courant. Des esprits éclairés, chaque seconde est un nouveau tournant.
Concentrons nos forces pour le même élan. Croyons en nous avant de croire en ce que
dit Jean. Il faut avancer, plus reculer.
Vous écoutez CITR ou bien CITR 101.9 FM.
Warm welcome to another beautiful show. It is Tuesday. A little bit of rain on the outside. I guess the good weather has gone with the good fortune of the Olympics. Sad to say that it's done, but it was wild while it was on. So good morning, bonjour, salbona, dumelang, bome, marembe to the people of Sudan and Ghana. I say jambo to the people of Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania. Muli bwanji muli shan to the people of Zambia, Malawi. Kasumal to the people of Senegal. Opening the show, music from Biso na Biso featuring Espoir. Music out of Congo Brazzaville with Electrochock. Biso na Biso is a music collective of rappers and singers with the origins from Congo Brazzaville, formed back in 1999. We now move on to Guinea-Bissau. Music coming from Kimi Jabate with Manla. We'll talk a little bit about the aftermath of the Olympics a little bit later on. For all of you that have just tuned in for the first time, thank you for joining me. This is CITR 101.9 FM. The show that brings you music from Africa and the diaspora. Sounds of Africa comes your way every Tuesday between 8 and 9:30. And I'm your host, Sheila C. Music from Guinea-Bissau, Kimi Jabate. Up next.
Love. Planet Yar has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your DJ.
Naziona chitunga mira moko chitunga kuzeli takachikira mundo takachikira mundo nasingati simuke itwa chigire nasingati simuke itwa chigire nikaezi babwe ibudirire nikaezi babwe ibudirire.
African music today. We have been all over the place already on the African continent, starting off with Congo Brazzaville, and we'll be moving along to all sorts of other countries. But let me just give you a rundown of what we have gone through so far. So we started off the show with Biso na Biso and Espoir with Electroshock. Came next was Guinea-Bissau's Kimi Jabate with Manna. And after that, we had Hermes Zopala with Courant Corée. Hermes Zopala is the youngest of 36 children, so he has 35 siblings, was born in a small village of Yoro in Burkina Faso, West Africa. And then we traveled, last song that you just listened to Zimbabwe, Orchestra Makasi. We're now moving on to a group that I always find fascinating to play their music and to listen to their music and the integration of the music and their culture. Quite fascinating. They're called Les Amazons de Guinée, and they're playing a track, Wamacho, from their album titled Wamacho. They come from Guinea. The group is now 46 years old. Les Amazons de Guinée have been something of an institution in West Africa and regarded as a rousing symbol of emancipation on the continent. They are, after all, an all-woman band who also happen to be members of the Ghanaian army. Yes, they're all, like, professionally in the army. They're not exactly prolific as recording artists. This is the first new set that they have recorded in 25 years, but it shows that the ladies have survived the deaths and retirements of some of their earlier star members, and now, led by their bass player, chef d'orchestre commandant Salematou Diallo, they have re-emerged as a compelling musical force. Recorded in Mali with help from a few civilian friends, this new set starts with a shout announcing their return, followed by a series of driving songs which their, you know, attack never falters until they finally ease into the infectious ballads milieu vol. But I am going to play you the title album track, Wamacho, and I'll let you just decide for yourself. Remember, these are people from the army, professionally. But they are also musicians. Sounds of Africa continues, 28 minutes past 8, CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm not doing it, 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 I' fatu nino aina ama jonina dom ma fene la guiné kalu aina ama jonina dom ma fene la guiné aina 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 dom foli ma fene ni foli du ma fa
I'm
écoutez CITR ou bien CITR 101.9 FM.
Bayayazi yini bonke abantu lenyameni nandikangaka madoda
uma
kuguquka izinhliziyo kwabaseNingizimu Afrika
kuye
kwaqoqa umhlaba wonke
kuye
kwajabula umhlaba wonke. Fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, self-control, faithfulness, patience, kindness, generosity. Generosity.
Umagugu.
Kugu is the city of Abaseling is in Africa.
Guye.
Wakuka numshaba wonke.
Kuye
kwajabula umhlaba wonke.
But
South Africa entsha ahehlule kuNkulunkulu
akehlule
ahehlule kuNkulunkulu
akehlule
ahehlule kuNkulunkulu
akehlule
ahehlule kuNkulunkulu.
Ubanami wake wangisiza
ahehlule kuNkulunkulu
ahehlule
kuNkulunkulu ahehlule kuNkulunkulu kuNkulunkulu abashule ahehlule kuNkulunkulu
kuNkulunkulu abashule
ahehlule kuNkulunkulu
ahehlule
kuNkulunkulu
abancane nabadalo
basizile kuNkulunkulu.
Ngisizele nabo bemdumisa
akehlule kuNkulunkulu
akebonga
akehlule kuNkulunkulu
akehlule befakazi
akehlule kuNkulunkulu
abo beqoqana beza
kuye akehlule kuNkulunkulu
akehlule
kuNkulunkulu akehlule
ngekahlule
emadu kuNkulunkulu.
But South Africa
enjoy Kungulungu.
South Africa enjoy
Kungulungu.
South Africa enjoy
Kungulungu.
South Africa enjoy South Africa enjoy. South Africa
enjoy.
South Africa
enjoy.
South Africa
enjoy.
South Africa enjoy. South Africa enjoy. Abancane nabadala nababeza kuye.
Bayayazi yini bonke abantu lenyameni nandikangaka madoda.
Hayi.
Yeah.
Umnandi.
Kumnandi kwela kithi mnandi.
And the music continues on Sounds of Africa. You're with me, your hostess, Sheila C. That was music there coming from Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Before that, music from Togolese-born Joe Amuzu, who I had the pleasure of contacting. We actually aired his interview last week. Wonderful man. The album is titled Mist of the Charms. Very interesting music collection. Definitely jivey, jovial kind of celebratory music, which I think is quite unique, considering that Canada owns the gold podium. Yeah, baby! And of course, straight after that, the music you've just been listening to is Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Now, this group, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, originates from three families. Its leader and founder, Joseph Shabalala, Joki Shabalala, Headman Shabalala, Albert Mazibuko, Abedingo Mazibuko, Russell Mtembu, Inos Mpungula, Jeffrey Mkengshe, and Jabulani Dubazane. In the late 50s, Joseph Shabalala moved into Durban looking for work. There he began singing with a popular group, the Highlanders. In 1958, he returned to Emnathabini and started his own group called the Durban Choir. Consisted of his brothers and cousins. In the mid-60s, the group changed its name to Ezimnyama and had by then become one of the most popular groups in the region, snapping up every available music award. They changed their name to Ladysmith Black Mambazo, which basically means the Black Axe, as in, you know, the thing you use to chop off wood, of Ladysmith. In the 70s, they were invited by the South African Broadcasting Corporation to take part in a live show, the very popular Kotasa Mfana. Then, after a flood of requests of the best-known recorded works in South African music, in 84, the group worked with Paul Simon in London on the Graceland project. They joined Paul Simon in 86, 87 on the Graceland tour. Their album LBM won a Grammy for their album Shaka Zulu. And in 1988, the Mbube chorista from Natal wrote and performed The Moon is Walking for Moonwalker, a journey into world of Michael Jackson. The group set up a trust fund for the establishment of Music Academy on a 10-hectare site in Colenso. The Ladysmith Black Mambazo Music Academy is a tribute to the wisdom and commitment of Joseph Shabalala, and their music still reigns. Now, I'm still sort of in the afterglow, aftermath, if you shall call it, still in the hype, so if you can say, of the Olympics. Did you know that during the Olympics, an estimated 250,000 people visited British Columbia? 250,000. The Bay, which I had the pleasure of lining up three times, waiting at least 2 hours, 1.5 hours to get in and buy t-shirts, one of which I'm wearing right now, because I'm still saying, yay, Viva Canada! Oh man, it was sweet, sweet, sweet victory. So the Bay in total sold 3 million red mittens. 3 million. The one on Granville, which is the one I lined up on, reported 200% increase in business, and all the business in the surrounding area on Granville Street reported the same. I mean, of course, if you have been to Granville Street during the Olympics, you know that it was a total circus. The energy was so electrifying. I mean, just thinking about it right now is like, oh my God. People, where did they come from? But it was awesome. It was an awesome experience. Of course, the joy and celebration, unfortunately, has to come to an end. Every good thing has to come to an end, though, right? But hey, it was great while it lasted. So congratulations to all the people that volunteered. Without them, obviously, the Olympics would not have been what they were. And of course, to our athletes, we bow down to you guys. Keep up the great work. Keep the gold coming, because we definitely believed and you made our dreams and aspirations come true by, you know, 26 medals is not something to sneeze at. And we have set a world record for the most gold earned by a home country ever hosting the Olympics. So that was absolutely fantastic. the Olympics. You know, 5 generations from now, they'll still be talking about the Olympics. But they'll specifically be more talking about the grand finale ice hockey, the shot by Sidney Crosby that got the entire country screaming, jumping, me included, trust me. I was close to hysterical in terms of happiness, if it can possibly be put together. I was jumping up and down like a loony, but it was so great to see that Canada won. And it was a reflex. I mean, we watched that goal a couple of times in slow motion, and it was totally reflex of Sydney that he managed to get it in. But hey, great team, great work, guys. Congratulations for bringing home the gold, the final gold. But, you know, to all the teams that participated during the Olympics, you know, we salute you guys. Absolutely salute you guys. So Canada owns the gold. Speed skating, snowboarding, men's curling, so many events. Congratulations, guys. Bask in the glory and see you guys in 4 years' time. Now, I know there's a whole lot of hoopla about our closing ceremony out there, and people, always people will have opinions. But hey, you know, you can talk all you want. Bottom line, Canada did a great job hosting the Olympics. The people that participated were happy. Us, the fans, totally happy. And I think, you know, if you're out there, you listen to the news and you're typing and you just watch, you know, on the computer screen what you think was the ambience. Do your homework, journalists. Seriously, I mean, hello. Every single person that was out there cheering on every other team, and I'm not just talking about the Canadians, like all the teams, everybody had a fantastic time. Sure, you have a glitch here and there, but you know, we're all human, it happens. Overall, it was an absolutely outstanding performance by BC, Vanok, volunteers, athletes. I put my hands down to you guys, okay? All you negative people, you know. Look on the positive side of things, man. Life is too short to focus on negative energy. Speaking of which, I'd like to send a message to Mr. Eric Igelina. Congratulations on your 3-year anniversary. It's, I don't have the words. Just, you know, great 3 years. And many more to come. So congratulations on that. Bask in your glory. You have won your own little gold medal. And we continue with music on CITR Sounds of Africa. 10 to 9 is the time. Coming up at the top of the hour, in 10 minutes that is, we have a brief look at news from the African continent. Right about now, music from Casey with Criture Raté from Martinique. Her real name is Kathy Pelene. She is a French female rapper originating from Martinique. In 2006, Casey released 3 independent projects, an EP titled Ennemi de l'Ordre, a mixtape Hostile au Stylo, and it was 64 tracks, including 10 unreleased songs. Her first solo album, Tragédie d'une Trajectoire. In 2009, Casey collaborated with the group Zone Libre on the album Angle Mort. This project, mixing rap and rock music, gathers Serge Tesoge, who's a guitarist for Noir Désir, Marc Sanz, a guitarist for Yann Tressin, Cyril Bilbedo, drummer of Sloy, the rapper Hamé of La Remue, and B. James of Unflash. Here's a track taken from her new solo album, and it will be available this month on the 8th. It's already been broadcasted in France on RFI and Generation 88.2 FM. Casey will be performing in Brussels, Belgium on May the 13th, 2010. But right about now, Criture Ratée, the title of that track, coming up next.
meurt au dépourvu de génie. Grand vainqueur à l'âme de gagneur, ou fainéant et menteur, tout ça dans un même corps réuni. Race qui réussit, espèce peut avancer, sans histoire écrite ni récit, donc sans passé. Inventeur cravaté, créateur gâté, créature ratée, sans grandeur à cravacher. Civilisateur, sensibilisé, par train de vie aisé, hectare à dévaliser. Martyr, dans la moiteur désalisé, moteur d'immense fortune réalisée. Amateur de belles lettres et de poésie, frappeur de tambour avec fracas et frénésie. Grand penseur encensé, petite frappe assassin, baroudeur résistant, quémandeur assisté. Humble sujet du Tout-Puissant, se référant au Livre Saint. Individu indécent qui dissimule à peine, et leur sexe et leur sein, et leur sang est souillé, leurs chants sont brillants, dépouillés d'humanité, leurs yeux sont fuyants. Apprenons-leur à prier Jésus-Christ sans crier, et trier la canne à sucre tout en souriant. Oui, la nature a flotté, s'est plantée en beauté. Toi, ton identité, c'est d'être la créature ratée. La nature a flotté, s'est plantée en beauté. Toi, ton identité, c'est d'être la créature ratée. Que disent la science et la messe, toutes les grandes puissances du monde et la presse, que cette noirceur en présence dans la pièce nous est inférieure comme la chienne et la naisse. Bon chrétien, j'acquiesce volontiers, j'angoisse, les os glacés placés devant ce corps sans grâce, et ses cuisses sont trop grosses, ses narines embrassent chacune des extrémités de sa pauvre face. Ses fesses sont une énorme masse, conséquence, sa silhouette n'a aucune forme de classe. Sa peau, une carapace de cuir sans souplesse, lèvres si épaisses qu'elles en deviennent grimaces. La pommette est saillante, chers clients, clientes, ne vous arrêtez pas à cette laideur criante. Les jungles de l'Afrique, lointaines et luxuriantes, nous offrent des spécimens de différentes variantes. Leurs femelles sont fertiles et vaillantes, dociles et idiotes, font elles-mêmes leurs paillotes. Les mâles ont côtoyé éléphants et coyotes, nourris de chasse, de pêche et de cueillette. Éloignez quand même vos fillettes. Parfois le sauvage plonge dans la démence en rage, peut réduire un humain en miettes, mais le passage du fouet le ramène au silence. Oui, la nature a flotté, s'est plantée en beauté. Toi, ton identité, c'est d'être la créature ratée. La nature a flotté, s'est plantée en beauté. Toi, ton identité, c'est d'être la créature ratée. La créature ratée. La créature ratée. La créature ratée. Être la créature ratée.
Sombrer tout
tout devient flou dans mon esprit. Qu'est-ce qu'il fait? Je ne sais pas si je dois continuer à l'attendre. Mon amour surpasse toi, plus rien ne va, je m'effondre.
J'ai besoin de toi. Pourquoi tu fais de notre amour un combat? J'ai besoin de toi. Dis-moi, dis-moi, se pardonner après ça.
Plus la force d'avancer.
Music from Kenza Farah. La Touva. She's a French singer-songwriter and performer originating from Algeria. She currently lives in Marseille. Her first album, Authentique, was released back in 2007. It was certified gold 2 weeks after its release. Ranked number 5 in the best-selling album charts. This opus sold over 160,000 copies. In March 2008, she was elected the R&B Artist of the Year during the Cérémonie des Trophées du Hip Hop, organized by TV channel Virgin 17. Same year, she released Avec le Cœur, which was the first French R&B double album to ever come out. 2 weeks after its release, it already certified gold. I just presented you with her new single taken from the original soundtrack of the movie La Coursier, which was out on the 24th of February this year. Coming up in a minute, a brief look at Africa, but first I've got to bring you a little message.
This boy and girl coming home from school look quite content with life. And why not? They're looking forward to an important date, dinner at home with the family. What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, UBC students have lots of on-campus dining options.
World-famous Blue Chip Cookies. Located on the main concourse of the sub, Blue Chip features yummy baked goods and cookies made in-house. Blue Chip opens at 7 a.m. to serve all your early morning latte needs and has proudly served certified fair trade organic coffee since 2004. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
We are back. It is 9 o'clock. Time for a look at a brief news from the African continent. We kick off this week's news from Africa with Burundi. Felt rains in northern Burundi have left tens of thousands of people needing food aid and prompted many to seek work in neighboring Rwanda to earn enough to feed their families. Some 35,710 households, which is about 180,000 people in Kirundo province, require food and seeds according to government officials and UN agencies who last week visited the province. It is clear that the population of the communities of Busoni, Bugabira, and part of Kirundo face a food shortage that can even worsen if nothing is done. The statement was issued by Floribert Kubwayesu of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA. Charles Day, the humanitarian coordinator in Burundi, who also serves as the country's director of the Food World Programme, told IRN that the lack of rain had adversely affected the January bean and maize harvest. The season accounts for 35% of Burundi's total food production. In Northern Africa, Chad, teachers demanding more pay to face higher food prices entered the third day of a nationwide strike. The government has called their demands illegal and unjustified because the high cost of living is a general problem that does not concern only the teachers' union. This was issued by Employment Minister Fatime Chombi. Primary school teacher Obin Gobaye told IRIN his $200 a month salary was not enough to feed his family. In addition to food, I need to pay for the house, medical care, school fees. If I spend $4 a day on food, what would I have left for our other needs and transport to get to work? The government has estimated that poor rainfall in 2009 reduced cereal production by 31%, reduction compared to previous years. The shortage could keep cereal prices, which are higher than they have ever been for 5 years, at current levels through March, according to the US-funded Early Warning Group. Moving on to Nigeria, the Nigerian President Umaru Yar'Adua returned under a cover of darkness on February the 24th after 3 months of medical treatment in Saudi Arabia, reviving uncertainty over the leadership of Africa's most populous nation. Vice President Goodluck Jonathan will continue to run affairs of state as Yar'Adua recuperates, but the secrecy of his return raises concern that the 58-year-old leader's health will remain too frail for him to resume office. President Yar'Adua wishes to reassure all Nigerians that on account of their unceasing prayers and by the special grace of God, his health has greatly improved. Yar'Adua's spokesman, Olusegun Adeniyi, said in a statement. But on arrival, Yar'Adua was whisked by ambulance from Abuja Airport under tight security. There was no inspection of the presidential guard or formal reception by dignitaries, as might be expected after such a long absence. Moving down to the equator, Kenya, 4 years after an innovative slum upgrading project was launched in Huruma, to the northeast of the Kenyan capital, at least 200 households are now living in improved homes, complete with infrastructures such as running water, sewage connection, electricity drainage, paving and renovated toilet blocks. We have at least 50 houses still under construction. We hope to complete these in the near future as the project comes to an end. This statement was issued by the project manager for COOPI, Chiara Comozzi, the Italian NGO that spearheaded the project. Initially planned to take 3 years, 2005 to 2007, the 1.5 million euro project has stretched into 2010 due to the complications such as post-election violence of the early 2008, which affected parts of Huruma. COOPI, CUPI, is the project's implementing agency, with the Italian Ministry of Foreign Affairs one of the main donors. To begin with, the beneficiaries pay 20% of the cost of the house through a local savings scheme. This statement was issued by Comozzi. And moving down to South Africa, South African trade unions are threatening strikes after the country's government allowed state-owned power firm Eskom to raise prices by 24.8%, both consumers and businesses will struggle with significantly higher electricity bills, the unions have argued. The Johannesburg Chamber of Commerce and Industry said firms were already struggling to cope with the fallout of recession and slow economic recovery. The extra expense and risk of strikes were a double whammy. In this climate, with the economy where it is, obviously it has to be a huge impact. It is not very good for the recovery, the group's president Mark Nowitz told the BBC. Figures released early this week showed that South Africa's economy grew at an annualized rate of 3.2% in the fourth quarter, helped by a strong rise of 10% for the manufacturing sector. But there are fears that the prospect of a big jump in power prices could dent that growth. 7 minutes after the hour of 9, CITR Sounds of Africa's brief look in African news comes to an end, and we continue with music. I will continue playing a collection of African sounds. I do hope you enjoy them as much as I do. If you have any comments or input, please do send your emails to CITRSoundsOfAfrica@gmail.com. So that's CITRSoundsOfAfrica@gmail.com. Or you can join Sounds of Africa radio show on Facebook, which is the fan page, and you can send your comments and suggestions there. Meanwhile, music coming out of... Let's see, where shall we go next? Difficult one. I think we'll start with Morocco. Music from Leila Gofran, Ana Lebamel Keda up next. I love the way this song starts.
لو فات قدام You're listening to Sounds of Africa with Sheila C.
Music, I must say, it took me a couple of times of listening to it to actually appreciate the artistry of it. This is music by Hasna El Bacharia, and the title of that song was Galbi. She hails out of a country in North Africa, Algeria, and she's one of the very few women representing the Gnawi music. She recorded her first album, Jazeera Johara, in 2002. You know, listening to her new album, you've got to be into the music to actually appreciate it. But this album has been available since January the 25th. And actually, this record ranked number 19 in the World Music Charts Europe this January. So straight after it was released, literally a week later, it was It jumped to number 19 in the World Music Chart Show. The track is broadcast widely in Europe, and it's taken from her album Sma Sma. We continue with great music on CITR Sounds of Africa with Michelle C. up until 9:30. We've got a few songs to squeeze in there, but they'll be coming through straight after this message.
Thursday, March 4th, the Biltmore Cabaret, the Vancouver Folk Festival, and CITR present The Grandmothers with special guest Jackfruit. Frank Zappa's legacy continues with the psych jazz band The Grandmothers, featuring founding member of the Mothers of Invention, Roy Estrada. The Grandmothers with Jackfruit, Thursday, March 4th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Doors at 8, bands at 9:30. Tickets available at Zulu, Red Cat, High Life, Scratch Records, or online at www.ticketweb.ca. Wowie, wowie, baby.
Music from Mo Diouf, Adonna, out of Senegal.
Aduna ñu boole fi bo kureew bu melni jew ñu di doole yañu fi ñi dañu am ba tax ñu beew ñi ni yaakar ci neene rew way wol tax nak ñi xulo ak na yo aduna ñu boole fi bo kureew bu melni jew ñu di doole yañu fi ñi dañu am ba tax ñu beew ñi ni yaakar ci neene rew way waxul tax nak motax man fi ma toog ñu waxtaan ci suñu rew Africa ñoo ko moom ñu waxtaan ci suñu rew suñi askan de wutena suñi gam gam de wutena way bi lay bu ñu di so suñi askan de wutena suñi gam gam de wutena way bi lay bu ñu di so motax man fi ma toob ñu waxtaan ci suñu rew Africa ñoo ko mo Hawa deugul yeen say boy man ñatt nga way boy jappal ni dal man nak la wala malala wala tala la la suñu ko ma ci boy dafa xoot ñu ñaar dañu bari njabot ko ñu ciko baaw des odala du cœur wala bokep town war nañu jëm jëm a slow down ñu waxtaan ci suñu reew Africa ñu ko mo Africa Bumba legi Mai tog di nya Bumba legi Mai tog di nya Suboba Diamo di da felsi Fekke mutane
Deliye kasila sikole lao na choma yo na simbi bimbo aye mukelela ni bato na choma ni deli korosi deli korosi na choma o Libe de mito kelina, kelina kasila, o mandi de liyo. Deliye kasi, kasi kuye muye, akasi tan, kasi kuye muye, akasi tan, ye mune ye, kasi tan. La toma ye, lao na choma yo na simbi bimimo aye mukelela ni bato na choma ni yi beni korosi na choma ya ikana kasi
I don't know, wele wele wentule, wele wentule. o furu manna ke du karama te soro furu la nimisa ko
Wintu, wintu, neti tan chela la, nisi ma bo. Wintu, wintu, neti tan chela la.